Good morning and welcome to today's webinar. A critical SAP zero-day vulnerability is currently being actively exploited in the wild. The vulnerability is ranked CVSS-10. My name is Leah and I'll be managing today's session. Before we get started, I have some housekeeping notes. First, I want to point out the questions module within the ON24 platform. If you have questions, please enter them at any point during the presentation, and if time allows, we will answer whatever questions we can at the end of the session. You can always adjust the size of the media player on your end to make it bigger or smaller, depending on your preference. And finally, please note that this webinar is being recorded and a link will be sent to you. Now I'm going to pass it over to our presenters. With us today are JP Perez, Chief Technology Officer at Onapsys, Alex Horan, VP Product Management at Onapsys, Claire Moore, VP Risk and Financial Advisory at Deloitte, and Sachin Singh, Managing Director at Deloitte. Today's team of Onapsys and Deloitte experts will run this SAP Threat Intelligence session to provide further information on how to assess exposure and response actions. And with that, there's a lot that's going to be covered today, so I'll hand it over to JP, who will kick us off.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Leah. Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us on this Threat Intel briefing. Happy to be here. I'm JP on this side, the CTO and co-founder of Onapsys. We've been working with our research and provide insights to SAP customers around the ongoing threat of this vulnerability, zero day being actively exploited. So we're gonna be sharing a lot of that and we have limited time, so we'll continue with the introductions. Alex.
Thanks, JP. Thanks everyone for your time today. As mentioned, I'm VP of Product here at Onapsys. My role here is to kind of help you understand the guidance and the changing guidance is coming out from SAP in order to address and ensure that you've reduced your risk and exposure to this vulnerability in your enterprises. I'll have Claire introduce herself next. Claire?
Thanks. Hi, everyone. I'm Claire Moore. I lead the Cyber Threat Intelligence Services here at Deloitte, but I'm here today to talk about Deloitte's perspective and experience. Over to you, Sachin.
Thanks, Claire. Morning, everyone. Sachin Singh, I'm a managing director at Deloitte, focus more on securing SAP systems. I also partner very closely with our colleagues from Onapsys, to help bridge the gap between cybersecurity and traditional SAP security. All right, I think I'm taking it forward from here. So first of all, thank you. I know it's a Monday morning, so really I appreciate everybody taking the time. The agenda for today was for us to explain the vulnerability, first of all. So we'll have JP talk about that, and then Alex is going to chime in terms of corrective actions and measures that you can take. After that, we'll have Claire speak to what we are seeing as a company that provides cybersecurity services to a lot of organizations, including defense and resilience services. So it's more of sharing what we are seeing, not necessarily what is out there in papers and notes, so to speak. And then finally, we do want to talk about our joint perspective and what we're trying to do in terms of helping our customers, specifically around the 90-day trial rapid assessment that Deloitte and Onapsys want to offer. So I'll spend the last 10 odd minutes talking about that and how you can avail that offer and things like that. So that's the plan for today. If you're here, I'm sure somebody probably already reached out to you, so you already know the details. So if you do have follow-up questions or things that we are not able to address here, or you definitely want to go forward with the 90-day trial, please feel free to reach out to those POCs or anyone of us for that matter. Now, the reason we are here today is because of the confirmed active exploitation of the CVSS-10, which is generally the highest vulnerability out there. A lot of our clients are taking actions in terms of corrective measures, identifying which systems are compromised, things like that. This is also an opportunity for a lot of our customers who've been thinking about establishing a vulnerability management program for ERP systems, but haven't had the support or the nudge, so to speak. So this would be an excellent time. Even though this particular vulnerability has its own set of nuances, just using the 90-day option, you could very well take the step and scan all your environments, identify all the vulnerabilities, and think about how you want to remediate those as time progresses. Now, according to SAP's security advisory, this attack generally associated with this vulnerability, the attacker does not require any unusual privileges to execute, neither is it very complicated. It's primarily just due to absence of proper authorization checks in a metadata uploader program, which is what they can potentially, use to upload files. And that's what we noticed at some of our clients as well. So it's if you think about it, it's not necessarily a patching issue. Like if your system is patched, you will still have this problem. We're primarily talking about, are you ready to be, in a position where you are able to identify where the exploit is or which systems are impacted, and then initiate the process. It generally takes, these systems are not, as easy. So it does take time to get the ball rolling, identify where the problem is, who is fixing it, what are the fixes, workarounds, things like that. And that's where tools like Anapsys can help sort of orchestrate the entire process to help you move forward. Now, we've been working with Anapsys for a while. That's why we've done this jointly here, because, it's while you kind of scan your environments, identify where the problems are, initiate the fixes and things like that, you can also enable active monitoring of threats. Because while this entire orchestration of patching and things like that is happening, especially in a complicated landscape, you may have somebody exploiting this vulnerability. And that's where the threat intelligence portion sort of comes in. You turn that on, start getting alerts. At least you have visibility into what's happening in your, important production systems as you go through it. So that's just at a summary level. I'll invite JP now to speak to in a little bit more detail as to what the vulnerability is, which components are impacted. So over to you, JP.
Awesome. Thank you, Sajim. All right, so let's get into the content. So you already heard about the different sections we're going to cover, so with this one we can skip. Very briefly, Anapsys, one of our key advantages is the research labs that we be very closely reporting security vulnerabilities, monitoring the threat landscape, help CISA with BSI, with different certs to really raise awareness when there are significant threats such as this one, updating the catalog of known exploited vulnerabilities and many other elements. We literally use all the elements that are out there available for organizations to be this type of threat intelligence and risks. And in this case, what we're going to be covering is, as was mentioned before, a zero-day vulnerability. Zero-day is a vulnerability that has no patch. Well, it's a little bit different because SAP on April 24th released a patch to this vulnerability. It was an out-of-band patch because of the criticality. They were planning to release it later in the month, by the end of the month, but they pushed the patch for earlier because of this active exploitation. This is a vulnerability affecting Visual Composer, a component in SAP NetWeaver Java, and the vulnerability allows threat actors to execute arbitrary commands which have been used to upload web shells on the systems. There's evidence of active exploitation being noted over time. We noticed there's been active exploitation during March, also activity during April as well. And after the patch became available, there's been a increased threat activity also from opportunistic attackers leveraging existing web shells as well. There's been a public blog, which was the first public reference about this vulnerability provided by ReliaQuest on April 22nd. And soon after that, SAP released the patch 2 days later. The pretty much SAP NetWeaver, if you have the Visual Composer installed, so SAP released patches, some mitigations actions, so a little bit of everything to be able to provide organizations with multiple options in terms of what to do. But let's jump straight into the specific vulnerability we are discussing today, which is CVE-2025-3231324. And this vulnerability is, again, allows for arbitrary command execution leading to potentially file upload. Is the root cause of this is basically no authorization check. There's SAP, the code doesn't check for authentication at the specific function used to upload certain information in Visual Composer. And that's why the criticality is 10 out of the 10 scale of CVSS, because a remote attacker without authentication can literally compromise entire system, confidentiality, integrity, availability. There is no public exploit known that works. Out there are samples. A public exploit that is exploiting the vulnerability and working is still not there, not available. And there are a couple of notes that Alex is going to cover because of the criticality of these. SAP released the patches with patch levels, also workarounds and FAQs, as they typically do for vulnerabilities that are deemed very critical and also potentially complex to patch. In terms of the active exploitation, I mentioned the blog from ReliaQuest. That was posted on April 22nd. After that, SAP released the patch, and really soon after, we started seeing a lot of activity. But this active exploitation happened on a time frame between approximately March, but also April in some cases. Again, I mentioned there is no publicly available exploit, but there is confirmed exploitation, and that's why SAP came out with an out-of-band patch, because they got reports from customers identifying unfamiliar files on their SAP NetWeaver systems, and those are the files that were created by the threat actors. We observed these same behaviors on our internet-facing SAP applications, on our sensors that capture threat activity. It was also reported to us by SAP customers, by prospects, customers, different organizations looking for guidance in terms of what to do. But also, as Claire is going to talk about you, there's been multiple firms responding to this in different organizations. So what is the exploitation looking like? Well, what makes it really, really critical is that this is a critical vulnerability, but it's exploited over HTTP. And that makes things really different, because anything that is could affect internet-facing applications. And that makes the frequency and likelihood of exploitation really, really high. So this vulnerability is exploited over post, get, or head, or any of those methods can be used. And there's a specific URL that is vulnerable, development server/metadata uploader, with some parameters, basically telling the system that you're going to upload a specific type of file that is a model file. And in the payload, there is specific content that could include a web shell as well as part of that. and ultimately deploying that web shell on specific paths. Of the operating system is basically the root of IRJ, which any JSP deployed there is accessible over the web browser, and that JSP is going to be compiled, and other files are going to be generated once that web shell is accessed. The important thing to consider here is we're talking about SAP applications. We invest a lot of effort and really put a lot of controls around SOD and access and roles. All of that is critical and super important, but not paying attention to these type of exploits could bypass all of those controls that we have in place, right? So that's why it's so critical to take a look at cybersecurity as well as part of your security strategy on SAP. All of the other things I think I mentioned, we touched base, but important to remember from this slide is this is an HTTP exploitable vulnerability, full compromise. We've seen different type of assets being deployed or indicators such as web shells and compiled code from running those web shells. What is the impact? Well, once the web shell is deployed, once a vulnerability is exploited, it's a remote command execution. But what we've seen is they've been deploying web shells to basically maintain that access to those systems after. And with that level of access is equivalent to being able to do anything on the SAP system because it's seed ADM. The seed ADM is the user running SAP processes. That user has direct access to the database, to all SAP files. It can access passwords that are in secure stores. It can access, as I mentioned, the database, modify any code. So basically, it's equivalent to root, but at the SAP layer, which is the most critical part, right? Because we're talking about protecting our SAP applications, and this would mean full compromise. And through those web shells, that becomes a persistence on the system that allows these actors to execute arbitrary code and access privileges of seed ADM. And in terms of impact, if we see these type of actions on the system, well, first and foremost, we're talking about unauthenticated attacks. So anyone with no knowledge on the system, with no access to the system can deploy web shells, access those web shells, execute OS commands, bypass any existing control, and do something as simple as stop would be a complete denial of service. That's the simplest one, but literally accessing the database, dumping SAP information, modifying any financial data, deploying ransomware, exfiltrate PII data. Because of the type of processes we're running on top of these applications, well, there's a lot of different things that could happen at the business level because of this level of access. And last but not least, it's important to understand that, to remember that since we're talking about these business applications, many of these applications are in scope for a lot of the regulations such as SOX, protecting personal data, protecting financial data, depending on our industry, if it's different type of critical infrastructure, for example, well, this could mean a broader impact because it's systems that are supporting our business and our day. So that's always important to remember that with these commands, this is really at the heart of our business. And with that, I'll pass it over to Alex to continue.
Thanks, JP. Thanks for taking us through the vulnerability and how it's being actively exploited. And that's one of the key takeaways, of course, is that this is not a theoretical vulnerability with a theoretical impact. This is a vulnerability that, while only patched late in April, has been shown to have been compromised from March and April as well. So a clear and present danger to enterprises today. So I want to give you some guidance on kind of what SAP has released, what resources are available to you to ensure that you can understand your exposure, and then address any impacts you have, and obviously mitigate the vulnerability. So there's a couple of steps here on the screen. Excuse me. Number one, SAP actually released a note that details how you can identify if you're already compromised. And that's really critical. As we've already said, there was a period of time where there was no patch, no real visibility into this vulnerability at all, but there was active exploitation. So you may have been compromised and not know it. So you've really got to make sure you do your due diligence and look and see if you have been compromised already. Obviously applying the patch is important, but if someone's already gained access to your systems through that patch, you need that visibility as well. With step two, it's understanding, can you apply the note? So there's a couple of reasons why you might not be able to. It does introduce some downtime, which you might have to, even in an emergency, you might have to schedule. Also, the second piece is the 18-month rule that SAP has, where they'll release security notes for currently supported versions of their software. This vulnerability actually covers a wide range of SAP software, a lot of which is no longer technically supported, and so there aren't any patches for those systems. But SAP has provided some workarounds, and they actually did extend the scope of the systems that they apply patches to. I'll talk about that in a second. But there could be circumstances in which you cannot apply the note. And if that's the case, then step three, you have to go and follow the workarounds that SAP provided. The workarounds, actually, they expanded the workarounds. They initially published five, then they moved it to six. So this is a vulnerability where the information about it, the knowledge about it, and the remediation guidance is changing over time. So this is not something where you read the note once and then you have all the information you know. As things evolve, as SAP understands more things, as other technology firms understand more about the vulnerability and the active exploitation, everyone's updating their guidance. So you work with Deloitte and their threat intelligence feed. There's our blog post on the screen there. But you need to make sure you're keeping up to date with the changes and the evolving information related to this vulnerability. And then after doing the steps 1, 2, 3, because of the criticality of this, you need to verify that especially the workarounds were applied correctly. Some of the workarounds require a restart or a service to be restarted. And if you miss that step, then you haven't actually applied the workaround and you're still vulnerable. So it's really important that you follow all the steps and you validate that they've been performed correctly. So we look at the original note itself. As JP said, there's actually three notes associated with this vulnerability. This is the note that addresses the vulnerability directly. It has the patches associated with it. SAP released after a few days patches for additional systems. So if you looked at the note initially and your systems weren't covered because they're on an older support package, make sure you look again. They did extend the support packages that they provided notes for. But it also points, as I said, to note ending 6125, which show you some of the steps you can take to determine if you've been compromised. Now, of course, the first thing an attacker will do when they compromise the system is try and clean up any evidence that they were compromised. So the steps there are important to follow. Lack of those steps revealing evidence of compromise doesn't mean you weren't compromised. You should really do a deep analysis to understand your exposure. And then they also provided workarounds in the note ending 3336. So SAP provided patches for those systems that are still under support, and then other workarounds as well. So the workarounds, option zero is the new one, and is the one that's formally been recommended by SAP, and that's just to remove the vulnerable application. So that's great. You remove it, obviously that exposure goes. Again, if you've already been compromised, that's still an ongoing issue you need to deal with. The other options, as you can see, 1 through 5, are kind of disabling, restricting access. So the component's still there, but you're trying to reduce the exposure that it has, kind of reduce the attack surface, let's say, so that an attacker can't gain access to that component in order to exploit the vulnerability. So 0 is definitely the one that SAP recommends. It's the one that completely removes the application, so completely removes that vulnerability from your system. If for some reason you can't remove it, you have some other options there provided by SAP. And then additionally, SAP provided some guidance on, as JP talked about, one of the ways that this we're seeing this vulnerability being leveraged by attackers is to upload web shells to the target system and then interact with the system through those web shells. So those web shells or whatever files are uploaded are going to drop into one of the three directories there on the screen. Those directories should have nothing in them. So if you look and you see those files of the type that listed there on the screen in those folders, that is pretty clear evidence that an attacker has abused that vulnerability to gain access to your system. Then you should engage incident response and your with Deloitte or follow your plan that you have for incident response in order to kind of really contain, understand the scope of the breach and contain and clean up afterwards. In order to help people to identify systems that are vulnerable, we did create an open source tool. So we know not everyone is an Anapsys customer yet. So we wanted to provide something for the broader community in order so you can quickly go out and scan across your Java systems in your environment and identify systems that are vulnerable so you can make sure you then obviously take the steps to address that vulnerability. You can see the link to the tool there. We've actually been iterating it, so making sure it can do more than just scan for that vulnerability. So have a look. But if you're looking for a way to understand kind of your exposure to this vulnerability, this free tool could be a great way to start. So SAP have provided resources. There's the note that'll apply the patch. There's a note that'll give you the workarounds if you can't apply the patches or you're running systems that are out of date and therefore there is no patch for. And then also kind of how to do the beginnings of a forensics analysis or maybe a high level kind of very light forensic analysis to look for evidence of, or indicators of compromise. We have those resources here on the slide deck. But what I'd like to do now is hand things over to Claire so we can kind of hear the Deloitte perspective and kind of the things that they've been exposed to through working with their customers. Claire?
Great, thank you. You know, similar to Anapsys, the Deloitte Security Operations Center, or SOC, observed evidence of exploitation of the SAP NetWeaver vulnerability in our client's environment as early as March 18th. However, for my part, I want to focus more on the analysis and what we did after the finding of the zero day and applying the patch. So our SOC, our IR, and our intelligence analysis team collaborated to analyze and pivot on several indicators of compromise. For example, file names, hashes, file paths, IP addresses, and URLs to look for connections to threat actors or campaigns. So we also ensured that the IOCs were distributed quickly across the client base to enable searching right away. And then we double-clicked on findings and similar activities from threat actors exploiting this vulnerability in the wild by uploading malicious files to the platform. We looked specifically in that Brute-Ratel framework and Heaven's Gate technique, including compromising platforms that received the most recent patches. And then from here, we were able to identify additional adjacent IOCs, meaning we're unsure at this point if the IOCs are directly related to the threat actor exploitation of the SAP CVE, but worth further investigation if there's any positive findings of those original IOCs. So we're also looking into several threat actors known to use the techniques in the past. For example, like APT29's use of Brute-Ratel and a few others. Since on our end, we hadn't observed any lateral movement after the exploitation of the vulnerability in the very beginning. So looking at those TTPs from wider campaigns and then sending them to like hunt operators is really what our suggested next step was. You know, what to do after you find any positive hits on those IOCs. And then, you know, quickly, here's an example. So Deloitte CTI analysts, we identified a CSV file we found while investigating one of the malicious IP addresses from the SAP campaign via our internal investigative tool set. The CSV file was purportedly connected to an Eastern European entity, a coal energy company. When analyzing the CSV file, it was the helper JSP one. Deloitte's Intel team observed several log events depicting a similar web shell activity where a threat group attempted to capture passwords and other details from the compromised host. So pretty similar activity to what we were seeing in our client's environment for this SAP NetWeaver. Again, we're unsure of any connection at this point, but worth further investigation to see if there is a connection. And then passing those TTPs associated with that web shell activity found from this analysis to Hunt operators too. You know, in summary, while we're not able to determine attribution during this investigation at this point, because we don't have enough evidence, providing these investigative artifacts as possible leads to our SOC operators, you know, like the SOC team, Hunt team, IR team, can really help them stay ahead of the curve when positive hits are found on IOCs in the environment associated with SAP and seeing, you know, was there a lateral movement or anything further they should be looking for. And so hopefully you found some good insights here from this discussion and my team's investigative, you know, intelligence services. We really plan to continue to follow this thread and make sure that it doesn't just stop here. You know, researchers think that there's over 1,200 internet exposed SAP NetWeaver instances that are possibly vulnerable. And so we expect to see continued chatter on underground forums and popular initial access broker sites now that the news is broke. And it only continues to underline the importance of timely patching and continued monitoring. So I'll pass it over to Sachin.
Thank you, Claire, JP, and Alex. So in the next few minutes, let's talk about how we intend to help you. So our friends at Anapsys are offering a free 90-day license to two components of the product, Anapsys Assess and Anapsys Defend. If you currently have SAP systems, you can avail this offer, and it'll help you scan both your Java as well as ABAP systems. Now, we are supporting this 90-day by providing more of a rapid assessment. So if you are interested, you know, Deloitte team will help install the software, connect it to your systems, run the scan, triage the analysis, false positives, things like that, and then help you understand what are the true vulnerabilities in your environment. So this is not the same open source thing that Alex was talking about that is specific to just that vulnerability. This is going to cover everything. So if you want to scan, you know, the high risk, high important systems in your environment, you would be able to do that using this. And even though it's 90 days from a license standpoint, you know, generally it takes a couple of weeks to get this up and running and do the scan. So it's probably not going to be that long, but you'll be able to get that visibility really fast. So it is designed to be, you know, low lift, high impact to give you that visibility. Now you'll say, well, I've already taken actions to fix this. Why do I need to do that? If you think about this particular vulnerability, I think pretty much everybody on the call mentioned, right, the exploitation has been happening since March, as much as we know, as early as that. So up until, you know, a few weeks back, nobody even was talking about this. And that's what happens, right, with these zero-day vulnerabilities. So you want to be ahead of that, then you want at least some sort of automated method to be able to have active monitoring. So that's why we're recommending most of our clients to at least think about it, use this particular offer, scan your environments, understand the vulnerabilities, and then plan your longer-term initiative around managing vulnerabilities. So if you are you know, using SAP Java systems, ABAP systems, I would highly encourage this offer is going to be through June 30th, 2025. So between now and then, if you avail this, you'll have 90 days of licenses and then support from us to be able to scan it. If you do have questions around, you know, this particular offer, you can feel free to reach out to us or the person that probably sent you the invite. Those are all either Anapsys leaders or Deloitte leaders supporting you, our clients. We'll also be at Sapphire, so both Deloitte and Anapsys leaders will be attending Sapphire conference. If you are interested in a one-on-one meeting, you want to speak to your specific environments, risk profile, we can certainly do that as well. And then lastly, if you plan to leverage this offer, feel free to reach out to the points of contacts, reach out to us. If you've already indicated that you want to, we'll be shortly reaching out to you with the next steps, how to get this process going. So again, in just summary, I know I went over this really fast. 90 day of license that includes Onapsis Assess and Onapsis Assess Defend. Assess will allow you to scan your environments, both ABAP as well as Java stacks, to identify the vulnerabilities at the application layer, similar to this one. And then Defend will allow you to enable active threat monitoring so that you can get real-time insights into what is happening into your environment. So if somebody is exploiting known vulnerabilities, you will be able to catch that. So those two components. And then you can decide which systems are high risk, high footprint, that should be monitored using these. You will have this for 90 days. You can choose to use it for 90 days. You can also choose it to, you know, just run the scan, get the intel from 30 days, and then define your longer term plan. So that in summary is what we are here to talk about. Leah, I was going to go back to you and see if we have any questions on the chat that we can address.
Yeah, sure. Thank you very much for that very comprehensive review of research and observations. And yes, there were a few questions that I gathered from the chat. The first one, I think I'll direct to Alex. This is the question. The component is optional. How can I tell if I have systems with the component installed?
Yeah, good question. It's optional, but as kind of Claire and others have said, we have seen this to be relatively widespread in use. So there's a couple of ways you can tell. You can log into the SAP system directly to look at the components. There is the free scanner that we provided as well that will help you understand if you have the component and if you're vulnerable. And then to Sachin's point, if you take us up on the 90-day usage of the Onapsis platform, that'll tell you, you know, again, whether you have that component, is it in place, is it vulnerable, have the workarounds been applied, and it'll also monitor that system while you're implementing the fix. So there's a number of ways that you can identify which of your Java systems have that component.
Okay. I think the next one too, Alex, if you don't mind taking this one. The question is, if there is no published exploit code, how do you know these details of the exploit?
Yeah, I can give an initial answer and then Claire might have additional pieces, but this is what things like the Onapsis Research Labs are all about. We have honeypot systems, what we call a threat network. So these are systems that are out there in different regions on the internet, and we're monitoring kind of the activities that attackers kind of throw against these systems. So as that's one of the reasons we're able to talk about kind of having seen this exploitation prior to the note being released is having those systems. So when we can see what the attacker is doing, when you can see the traffic and you can see then what takes place on the target system through the experience that JP showed on the Onapsis Research Labs, you know, we've had that lab since the inception of Onapsis, so 15 years. There's over 85 years of combined experience with SAP and cybersecurity in those labs. They're able to get a very good idea of exactly how the attackers are abusing this vulnerability and therefore what to monitor from a monitoring point of view and what artifacts to look for on the target systems. I'm not sure, Claire, if you want to add anything to that answer.
Sure, similar answers. So with Deloitte Intelligence, we have our own malware collection. And so we're collecting what's in the wild. I'm guessing other security researchers are as well. And that's how we're capturing what's, you know, transiting out there in the wild as well.
Okay, great. I think, Claire, this might be a good one for you also to jump in on. This is the second recent announcement of exploitation attempts against SAP systems. Why do you think these incidents are increasing in frequency?
Sure, thanks. So, you know, I talked a little bit already about attribution, and although we do not have attribution or really definitive confirmation of motivation for this recent campaign, I think there may be some correlation with this increase we are seeing in the partnership of new initial access brokers or IABs, so individuals who are selling access to vulnerabilities, to platforms, to networks. And the collaboration they have with ransomware as a service operators and operations as to why threat actors are going after technology like SAP NetWeaver and other similar kind of platforms. So, you know, many skilled cyber criminals have developed an outsourcing model recently, meaning the buying and selling of initial access or ransomware services. This allows them to evade being at the final point of exploitation and avoid law enforcement prosecution. This increase in partnership, however, is really changing the threat landscape in that, you know, many cyber criminals are looking to find new zero days that appeal to a wider buying audience. So threat actors seek to exploit vulnerabilities in systems like SAP that are used by a variety of users across industries because it increases their victimology footprint and odds of success. So initial access brokers or IABs, they're targeting numerous entities in the technology industry, likely due to the high value data it handles and the critical services and like the infrastructure, you know, across cloud and software as a service platforms. And threat actors are exploiting these as pivot points to reach other organizations and amplify like their impact of a single compromise. So not saying that this specific campaign was going to result in any kind of ransomware, but just saying that going after systems like this and with the correlation between IABs and ransomware as a service, we're seeing quite a big increase in their partnership. We track IABs and report them monthly. You know, I did look it up in March, for example, there was 17% of the adverts on different forums were targeting different technology, the technology sector as a whole, and the second highest right after consumer. So just kind of an interesting artifact for you.
Great. Thank you so much, Claire. And thanks also to you, JP, Alex, and Fashion for attending this important and providing your insights on this important topic. For any other questions in the chat, we will be reaching out to you individually to get those answered. And with that, thank you so much again to our presenters and to everyone who joined the session, and have a great day.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you all.